You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One thing's for sure. The one thing that I need that's cold is this cash.
No, that's right.
Chance to get qualified is happening with us this morning. I thought about you last night. How has your Lent sacrifice been going?
Oh, man, it was rough the first 3 days. Fourth day, it got a little easier.
Remind us of what you're sacrificing.
Everything but vegetables, fruit, Gatorade, water, and protein drinks. That's all I'm digesting.
And you made this up, why?
I wanted to challenge myself. Okay. That's all. And hopefully this can be a jump start to a permanent change in my life.
You want to be a vegetarian?
Nah, not a vegetarian, just eating better, that's all. Because right now, fam, look, I would do anything for a piece of chicken.
What if I told you I had 6-piece chicken right here in my bag?
Lord have mercy. Ew. Keep it away from me. Don't let me smell it. Let me see it. It's very hard. But I am down 9 pounds since last Wednesday.
Look at God. Won't he do it?
He won't he? Or he will, won't he?
I think I might have found 2 of them. Shawty Mission School District, they have plans in place for all students to return to the classroom on March 22nd. Parents been out there, look, let these kids back in the classroom. Johnson County, of course, the health department there have released some recommendations. And so transmission has decreased, but they're worried about schools being able to attain 3-foot social distancing. Mm-hmm. Yes, the youngins are changing classes, especially in the higher grades. Will they be able to do that?
That's tough, because if you've ever been in the middle of a high school and they change their classes, you know that it's like rush hour traffic on 435.
So the district says, we thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of changing the classes and going to your lockers, there'll be no stopping at lockers. And they're going to institute assigned seating in lunchrooms for middle schoolers.
Good luck with that. Sat where I want to.
Well, if you were in school now, you wouldn't be able to do that.
I do what I want to do. All the teachers at Northeast, they let me do what I want to do.
So you're encouraging the young people that are listening to disrespect and listen?
I'm being facetious. It's a joke. This is actually an entertainment show. My bad. I didn't know it was an instructional piece for kids.
We're talking about school.
Hey, kids, follow the rules. Don't be like me. Don't be like Shay either. Make some good grades.
Hold on.
What was your GPA in high school?
Hold on while I get this chicken out my bag.
No, no, no. No.
You don't know how to act.
Don't do it.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 60s. Nice and sunny. Right now, you're clear 31 in North KC. Shade was popping.
I don't know if you are envious of this, but 71-year-old Lionel Richie is dating a 30-year-old.
What? Come again?
71-year-old Lionel Richie is dating a 30-year-old. Do you think that you're going to have the stamina to keep a relationship going with a 30-year-old when you get 70?
We got to get up and go at least one more round.
All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little not puzzled but uncomfortable with this. That's a 41-year difference, fam.
He's old enough to be her grandfather.
Yeah, that don't sit right. I'm going to be honest with you. It don't. When she was born, he was 40 or 41.
UCLA gymnast Marge Zetta Frazier received a FaceTime call from Janet Jackson. A video of Marge Zetta doing a floor routine. She's on the gymnastics team at UCLA. With the Janet Jackson Control song in the background? Or was it Pleasure Principle? What is this?
This is Nasty.
Okay.
Oh, you nasty.
She must have had a medley.
Yeah. So yeah.
So we supposed to envision the girl doing it?
Yeah, I just wanted to get y'all to just what was going on. That's all. I just wanted to, you know.
Just envision her doing some flips.
Yeah, just imagine somebody flipping on the floor. Y'all done seen it before. That's really good of Janet to do that, though.
So yeah, Janet hit the girl up and in her Janet fashion. I would love for you to teach me.
We got it.
Oh, you do?
I would one day love to learn to tumble. I would love for you to teach me.
Oh wow, yeah.
I would love. I did it once in the video Pleasure Principle. And the way it was shot, people didn't think that it was me, but it was me. Then yeah. The backflip. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, Jan. Mm.
Janet is so nice.
Why you don't say that about me?
Because you're not. You're the direct opposite.
Why? Because I don't talk soft like Janet Jackson? Oh my God, I can do that too.
I'm not about to get into that.
Does this make me nice and good and sweet?
I'm not about to get into that.
Should I talk like this every day?
Really?
Yeah.
I have proof of you and how you verbally abuse me.
Anyway, let's move
you
on.
Out, Ryan.
Do people want to hear about the gun song?
Go ahead.
Eddie Murphy, on the set of Coming to America, said that he almost had to put his daughter, Bella Murphy, on punishment.
Really? What'd she do?
This was her first acting gig, and I guess he felt like she was, you know, doing some stuff that wasn't in line. Because I guess he's, you know, he's always behind the scenes, like, as directing and doing all this other stuff. This was her first role. I guess he did the daddy hookup and put her in to America.
Nepotism.
Hey, if your daddy something, you know, I'd ride it too.
Hey, you might as well capitalize.
Shoot, I wish I'd.
I can't
if my
wait
daddy
to see
owned
that.
Anything, I would be in that business.
Yeah, me too.
I would not be doing this.
It comes out in March, right?
Yes, on Amazon Prime. Do you have it?
No, I don't.
I'll give you my my login.
Good, so
I have it.
I can bootleg it.
How you gonna bootleg it? Lord, you always got.
You can
to
record
take
it.
Everything. With what?
Fam,
so it won't look
you
crazy.
You can do that.
That it won't look
trust
crazy
me.
On.
Trust me, you can do that. Trust me.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because the police department owed me a door. I sleep on Sundays, so I'm laying there sleeping. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm hearing like, boom, 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 boom. I had to wake up and realize why I was that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? So I start yelling like I always do. Like, who the F at my door without calling, right? So they like, can't see Missouri Police Department. So I'm like, who y'all looking for? And they talking about a red party. I'm like, what is a red party? I'm like, bro, who you looking for? Who sent you? So when I opened my door yesterday, my whole screen is like broken. Like, they was just kicking that mug. It just broke till somebody answered. Like, they just knew I was in here. All the lights was out. No music, no TV, no nothing. It's dark in here. Yeah, that's why I'm mad.
Were the kids home?
Nobody was here but me.
Okay, well, I'm glad they weren't there when that happened.
Miss City, why are you always getting into something? Or are you making all this up?
I don't make up nothing. I'm the realest person I know. I'm just, I don't know
what?
Why. It's just, I be at home. I stay at home all the time. I believe in the quarantine. It's people always come around me, but ain't nobody here. I don't do nothing. I don't know who they was looking for. I couldn't even understand what he was saying. Talking about a red man. What the hell is a red man?
They was looking for a red man. That's Brian. That's what they call light-skinned people in the South, red.
We're not in the South. We're in the Midwest.
Most of the people who live here in the Midwest, guess where they came from? The South.
Oh, bye, Miss Cindy.
Bye, Mr. Brian.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math stars full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one that family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flop so you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much.
103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Today, look for highs in the mid-60s, sunny skies. Right now, you're clear, 31 in KCK.
Major announcement this Friday at 512.
Another one.
What do you think it could be?
You know, we good for giving out money, so I'm going to roll with that.
This is true. Mm-hmm. If you could think of an age specifically that would be perfect to be frozen in time, you would be that age forever. What age would that be?
Man, honestly, Shane, 35. Seriously, I feel like I'm living my absolute zenith right now, and it's only going to get better.
Then you're right in line with what experts are saying. They said that your mid-30s is the best time in life, and that 36 is the perfect age to be frozen in time.
Oh, yeah. I can see it, Shay.
A lot of folks think that the 20s is the best age, but 40% of folks said that they, I don't want to go back to my 20s.
My 20s was cool, but it was a little rough simply because I didn't have, I just wasn't established in my career, and, you know, ends was a little short back then.
You say also at that age, don't necessarily look younger per se, but you feel younger.
Mm-hmm.
63% of folks polled said that they plan to shift their focus from looking younger to feeling younger.
Yeah, I feel great, especially on this little thing I've been doing lately. I feel amazing, seriously. I will say I do rank my years, though. It's like some of my favorite years. I do that.
I never really think about that. And I think that that's something that I'm going to work on for this coming year. I tend to just plow forward. I'm always thinking about what's next. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about what I used to do, what I've done, what that time felt like.
I certainly do. I do. I like to do that. I like to go back in the past and just think about things that I was doing or mistakes I made. I don't know. It's kind of fun for me. I like it. So you don't have like 1 year that you remember, like 1994 or nothing like that?
No. I'm always looking forward. And I think I need to do better at that. My friend tells me I don't celebrate my victories enough. I don't celebrate the things that I've accomplished. Because I always feel like there's more, Brian. And if you get stuck, you know, celebrating, you'll be walking around with stacks in your hair in 2021 because that's when you felt your cutest, when you was in the 10th grade and you had stacks.
And you just stay stuck there.
Yeah, you'll stay stuck. You got to stay current. Well, in this business, it's important to stay current.
Shay Moore wants more.
It no matter who you are, everybody is a star.
Voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty.
Paula Luarx.
Hey, Miss Paula.
Accepted the Lift Every Voice Challenge.
Rise.
All you have to do is send a video to my social media account on Instagram. I am Hey Shay Moore. On Facebook, it is Shay Moore. And you could hear yourself featured. We just have a couple days left in Black History Month.
Yeah, kind of sad.
It is. Because 24/7, 365 with hours.
Amen. 366 on the leap.
Trying to tell you. So I was talking to you last break about the way that I live my life, just pushing forward and not really stopping to smell the roses. And I've made a decision that I want to stop and smell the roses about something wonderful that happened. I've been doing radio now for 21 years, 22. Why are you looking at me sideways?
I'm trying to follow the story.
You trying to carry the one to figure out how old I am?
No.
What's going on?
I know how young you are.
Well, I was actually named one of radio's African American leaders by Radio Inc. magazine.
Wow.
So the magazine comes out in March, and we're going to be doing a announcement on Facebook Live with Radio Inc. magazine. And I want to do a celebration party for that. Mm. And I want you to DJ. I have a whole list. I wrote out a whole list of things to do because I never really do big birthday celebrations for myself. I don't do a lot of... I like to celebrate other people.
Right.
So here's my list of things that I'm going to do and the people that I want to invite and how it's going to work. And my friend Nikki said that I should make it open for the people who listen to the show. I don't know if people want to be a part of it, but she said I should. What do you
think? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Congratulations. Well deserved. Probably should have got that a long time ago.
I've never received any honor in this industry. Well, this is the first time, and I think that it's so beautiful that it happened here in Kansas City. I've been in some bigger markets, and I've been in some smaller markets, but this is the space where I believe God has opened up my career the most.
Look at that. All because of me. Look at that. I'm proud of you. It's a joke. Thank you for your hard work and your dedication, and you definitely taught me a lot. So
are you gonna play the music that I like, or are you gonna...
I ain't got no other choice. It's your party.
Thank you. Yay. I'm so excited. I just have to pick a date. It's gonna be sometime in March. And
I fit your budget, right?
I gotta pay you? Hold up.
Pay me too.
Turn the music off.
What?
Me?
What?
Shay?
What?
Boogie Moore?
Boogie Moore? Really? Oh, Lord, no.
Shay Big Boogie, gotta pay you?
Don't use that name.
Making that real money.
Stacy, I'll get on your picket line. Shaw, what's poppin'?
Oh, Lord. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about tips that you need to know about child support. I'll see you at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 60s. Sunny skies. Right now you are clear 31 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
We still on Aquarius?
I think we might be in Pisces now.
No, I think we still equipped. No? Yes?
I'm checking. I think we in Pisces. Yeah, Pisces. Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Pisces? What y'all emotional selves? Y'all some characters.
Switch a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. Basketball player D'Angelo Russell, he's 25 today. Entrepreneur Damon John is 52 today. Actor and comedian Aziz Ansari is 38. Model Veronica Webb is 56. Comedian and actress Niecy Nash is 51 today.
Girl, what's going on?
Ed Too Tall Jones, NFL Hall of Famer, is 70.
Happy birthday, everybody born on February 23rd.
So Jay-Z has a reason to pop some champagne. He announced that he's selling half of his champagne brand, Armand de Brignac. Is that how you say that?
I'm not sure.
Better known as Ace of Spades.
He owns that now? I didn't know he owned that.
Yeah, he's been in with it for a while. So he's selling it to the luxury conglomerate LVMH, which is the Louis Vuitton people.
Congratulations.
So with selling 50% of his stake, they're saying that he got a big ticket.
You know, they just was aligned in our thinking and thoughts and, you know, the way they care about products and creating products. You know, when we built Armand from the ground up, you know, we wanted to do things right. Integrity of it had to be right. The soil, of course, it had to be in Champagne because it can't be called Champagne unless it's from the region. You know, when we build luxury products, whether it be from Roc Nation to Monogram to whatever we're building luxury products. And Moet Hennessy goes about it the same way. So we are aligned in our thoughts of integrity and passion for the things that we build.
You talk about a diverse portfolio. You can't hide money.
And he talked like he just standing on a block still. I love that. Just be yourself.
My man's got dreads. Can't believe
and
that.
It's the freeform dreads too. Yeah. It's not the ones that are perfect. He just right. let it do yeah. what it do.
And it's a purpose behind that.
I like it.
It's a purpose behind that. You're going to accept me for how I am and how I was born.
His mother-in-law, Tina Knowles Lawson, wrote him a long love letter congratulating him on his success. One thing that I've noticed about Jay.
Come on, Shay. Come on, man.
Do that sound like her?
That's too much Cicely Tyson, R.I.P. We need some more.
Have I ever heard? I've heard her talk. She do talk like that. And she talks like.
It got to be a little more sensual.
One thing that I've noticed about. No.
No, that's kind of. No.
Let me move on.
All right.
Bobby Shmurda is coming home today from prison, Brian. He's been incarcerated for 6 years on conspiracy to murder, weapons possession, and reckless endangerment charges.
Glad this young man is going to be able to, you know, he's going to be celebrated, and I'm glad he's able to continue his music career.
Quavo from the group Migos says he's going to go pick him up.
Mm-hmm. Don't scoop him up like they did on Paid in Full, you know what I'm saying?
Have my outfit ready in the car.
And I have my car ready and all that. They're going to do all that for me.
Pair of shoes, all that.
All that. And a girl. Nice what? Pen pal. What a pen pal. He's been locked up. It's real out here, Shay.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yep. Put today's Soul Food Tour on your list. Jonathan's Woodfire Barbecue and Grill. 2111 Crossroads Lane in Olathe. $5 carryout special. Is honey smoked pool sandwich and fries.
Gotta love that. Good morning, Stacey. Let's get to it.
Okay, well, that sounds delicious. I'll be hooking that up. But today we're going to be talking about child support tips. So I have a really great client that came in, and he was $5,000 or $6,000 behind in child support, and he comes in and says, "Stacey, I deserve a credit." So we're going to talk about that today. If you are making direct payments to the other parent, make sure you keep receipts. He did a great job in keeping every single receipt for all the payments for his private school tuition and for the daycare for the child. And when he gave the mom money for child support instead of giving it directly to the state, he always did it via Facebook, Cash App, or PayPal. And so there was a paper trail that allowed us in the case where they were saying that he was thousands of dollars behind in child support to be able to justify that he was making direct payments in lieu of sending it to the state, and he's going to get that case reversed. It's really important, if you are on a current child support order, to remember the other parent cannot just take you off of child support if it is a court order. There is a specific process to terminate child support, and that is either through the administrative process or it's through the court process. I always recommend that if you are paying child support and you don't have court-ordered custody or a parenting plan in place, that you always, always, always make sure you file those two items with the court, either through a paternity petition or an establishment of custody with the child. That's super important because the amount of overnights that you have with your child will lower the amount of child support. That is the second most important factor when it comes to determining child support. These are types of cases that I love handling, especially when it comes to child custody, because that is the number one influencer of your child support amount. And so if you have questions about this, you can always give my office a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law and online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Remember, this is Tuesday. We've been having a continuing campaign for peace on Tuesdays. We wear black to honor the victims of all types of violence in Kansas City on Tuesday, and we ask that you join us. And remember, every Tuesday, we are giving knowledge to the people, and knowledge is power. So all power to the people. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams. This is
the yep. Day 23, Brian, the Black History Month. It's gone by so quickly.
Yeah.
In 1868, who? No, this one's too hard. I ain't gonna do this to you.
What?
It's too hard. I'm not gonna do this.
Oh, man.
So, that one's too hard, too.
Girl, you better give me something. I can do it.
Brian, I won't embarrass you.
You ain't gonna embarrass me.
You sure?
Hit me with it. Come on.
This individual shared with Carlos Santana the record for most Grammys won in 1 year with 8. He's an icon in black music, pop music.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Now you just made it real easy. Come on, Shay.
I couldn't give you the other one. You wouldn't have known it.
Oh, well.
Do you know who Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler is?
Teach me. This is Black History Month. Teach me.
She was the first African-American woman physician in the United States.
Ah, okay.
I knew you wasn't going to know that, so I didn't want to embarrass you, friend.
But this is to learn, right? So I'm learning as we go along, and hopefully the listeners are too. Happy Black History Month.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Have you ever been to New Jersey?
No.
Okay.
I heard it's like the KCK of New York. That's what somebody said on Twitter, fail.
If you've ever been to New Jersey, then you're aware of the state smell.
Oh, really?
They have a lot of plants, a lot of stuff that you use for your hair, a lot of cleaning. They're made in New Jersey. So when you go through there, it stinks. Well, lawmakers in New Jersey have approved a new state smell.
What's that?
And it stinks so good.
Strange? Is it that?
No. New Jersey has now legalized recreational marijuana.
Stay off the weed. Oh, wow.
The law signed by their Democratic Governor Phil Murphy will allow anyone over the age of 21 to legally have up to 6 ounces on them.
Y'all smoke roaches. Y'all piece up for dime bags.
I need to go to New Jersey.
Is 6 ounces a lot? Like, I don't know how that works.
I didn't do good in science class, so I'm not sure. Just don't get caught with an ounce. I know that.
Well, this is 6 ounces, so that's more.
Well, there you go. Don't get caught with it.
Okay. It didn't make sense to me, but I just decided to leave it alone.
Man. Oh, boy. When we going to New Jersey? That's the question.
Yeah, I go to New Jersey all the time. That's usually where I fly into.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I usually fly into Newark just so I can rent a car.
Uh-huh. Oh, everything's cheaper in New Jersey, right?
Well, there's not a lot of places for you to get a vehicle in New York City, and it's different there. So I'll get a car there and just drive into New York because I don't like taking public transportation. Every time I go on a public transportation, I get into an argument with somebody. That's why I just stopped. Lord. Seriously,
yeah.
I wind up arguing with somebody, and you know I'm too old to be arguing now.
If you arguing with your ex still, hit us up and flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Hold up, Brian. Flex on your ex. I'm going to let you talk. But, child, we got somebody holding on line 3 that want to talk to us.
Okay. Hey, good morning. What's going on?
I called the school y'all on Black History Month on the difference between 6 ounces because...
That ain't got nothing to do with Black History Month, black yes, man! What yes, is you talking do, about?
Hey, we were just talking about that for real.
I'm just telling y'all because y'all didn't know how much 6 ounces was.
I don't.
Look, it's 28 grams in an ounce. Consists of a quarter pound, which is 4 ounces, 112 grams, plus 2 ounces, which is 56 grams.
Hey, how much Jeezy and T.I. did you listen to growing up?
That's a lot considered amount that's
a lot to carry, like consumption, yes, for yourself.
Okay. Yes. And I just called to tell y'all, you know, just to speak on it, because I don't think y'all notice the difference between the ounces.
I don't know.
Stay off the weed.
Okay, I don't know.
Now
we know, for Black History Month, no less.
You too. Thank you, fam.
All right, bye.
Smoking in.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're sunny and 32 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Chow, folks was not feeling Yaya Mayweather, the daughter of Floyd Mayweather's, video of herself dancing and having a good time on a yacht. The issue that folks had with it was she was holding her newborn baby and was very close to the railing. One person tweeted, Yaya got her damn newborn on the edge of a yacht with a bunch of people in the minute and in the middle of a parallelogram. You know, people using different words for pandemic now.
Middle of the panoramic. I hope somebody just, you know, brought her to the side and be like, look, baby, look, this is a newborn baby. It needs to be tucked away and being cared for. She just probably doesn't know.
Another person wrote, not Yaya's fresh out the baby on a yacht while everybody is maskless.
How old is this young lady?
She's in her early 20s, but her mother was on the boat with her, so they know.
Yeah, I be trying to cut people slack, man.
I don't know why.
Because I just
you just make up stuff to help them.
You act like these scenarios can't exist or something. Like they can exist,
but you don't know that they do.
People do that all the time, though. Like,
not me.
I can be imaginative sometimes.
You're very imaginative, friend. Remember we talked about the young man who tried to disrespect, well, didn't try, he really did disrespect Cam Newton at his football camp. Right. The young man basically said that Cam is a free agent and that he's about to be poor.
Which is the biggest of lies. This man signed a $100 million contract with the Panthers.
And he could make a clothing line.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the young man has now taken to Instagram and apologized because everybody was looking for their belt for this young man. I know I was.
Like house party.
I said, where is my belt? Did you used to get beat in growing up?
What? Please. Yes, absolutely. What? Outside of Pleasant Green, my uncle came up and destroyed me because I was at the baddest school with a, now you're not supposed to do this, but it was with something he wasn't supposed to get me with.
Not the extension cord. Mm-hmm. Brian, that's like on Good Times.
Yeah, and I got one of them.
My mother, I probably have had maybe 3 or 4 beatings in my life.
3 or 4? What? I got that in a month.
I never was bad. I wasn't a bad kid. Yeah. My mother would make us go into the bathroom, take everything off, and wait.
And wait?
Until she came in there to handle up all that business.
Now, that's some psychological stuff that
this is why I don't believe in beating. Because when I would get my spank, I'd be like, why is she hitting me? We can't talk about this. That's what I would be thinking. Like, seriously.
Nah,
as a kid. Yeah. And then at 13, that was the last time she ever gave me a spanking. Yeah. And I refused to cry. And it was hurting so bad. I just held it in like I was looking like Denzel in Glory. I just stood there praying.
Holding your tear in, man.
I held my tear in. I would not scream. I would not cry. And then she realized, okay, that's not a good punishment for her anymore.
G-Style for Shay, huh?
Hey, I'm just saying. So the young man tweeted, first and foremost, I want to express my deepest apologies to Cam Newton, my entire organization, and my coaches for my actions at the 7-on-7 tournament this past weekend. I did not intend for it to get as far as it did. As a football player, I let my competitive side get the best of me, and it was a huge miscommunication.
Yeah.
It was in the midst, and I'm glad he spelled midst right. A lot of people put mist.
M-I-S-D-S-T.
But it is M-I-D-S-T is what it is. Yeah. In the midst of the moment, I realize now how a lot of you took it as disrespect. I never meant to humiliate and let anyone down.
Yes, you did. You did. You meant to humiliate him. That was, you felt that was your opportunity to really get at him and say what you wanted to say. I just hope he learns from it. But somebody is still looking for their belt, though, Shay.
I still want a piece of that.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Monique.
All right, let's see what you got.
Until she dropped the bomb on me. When she said that she was unhappily married with children.
I wish I never met her.
Hell no.
Even though I love you so.
How about
she
no?
Dropped a bomb on me.
Drop a bomb on you.
She like added it. It dropped a bomb on me. Baby,
baby. Dropped a bomb on me. Baby, you dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah. I don't like the way it sounds, but. Nonetheless,
you just got yourself registered for your chance to get $1,000 this Friday. Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
9103.
That's right.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making the pot.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and
R&B. Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.